Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Amen. If you've ever been to a yoga class or done any structured meditation, you probably know these disciplines begin with centering on the breath. By slowing our pace down and focusing our attention, we harness an energy that is life-giving. The breath of life has the power to calm our fears and also to inspire us to action. This breath that we do so automatically and without notice, it's the very essence of our being. Yet for many of us, it's not until it's taken away, if only for a moment, that we really appreciate the gift. Today, we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, observed on the 50th day after Easter, where we commemorate the descent of the Holy Spirit onto the disciples and the birth of the church. Our readings depict this very breath of God arriving in very diverse ways with a variety of gifts. In unexpected moments, she comes to us, difficult to grasp, very elusive, always on the move. Now, in the book of John this morning, we hear the story of Jesus' resurrection appearance to the disciples who hid behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. Still reeling from their loss, the risen Christ appeared to them, and his first words were, "Peace be with you." He came to release the disciples from fear and to empower them with hope and purpose for the future. With this creative breath of God, Christ invoked the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with them as he sent them out into the world. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And the disciples were enabled to move from anxiety to proclamation. This breath of life that day came in the form of a holy comforter who transformed their fears into faith that would inspire generations. Now, there was nothing comforting about the rush of violent wind and the tongues of fire that came upon that young Christian community we hear about in the book of Acts. Today in the church, when we read this passage, there was a cacophony of voices that feels disruptive and chaotic. I imagine that is exactly how those disciples felt on that day. The Holy Spirit came not to comfort them, but to agitate and provoke them out of their discouragement and their exhaustion. Their vision and hope was waning because Christ was no longer present with them. How could they continue on their mission without the one who inspired them? Tongues of fire and violent wind moved them to action, empowering them to disciple faith in thousands that day, thereby birthing the church. Now, I dare say I have not seen any tongues of fire or seen Christ walk through any locked doors in my lifetime, but I can recall countless resurrections, unexplained healings, moments of peace and empowerment right in the midst of turmoil, kindness where I least expected it. I've also experienced the agitation of the Holy Spirit when I'm being nudged to notice someone who needs something or something that needs to be fixed. These fruits of the Spirit blow through us, sometimes unnoticed, but mostly causing us to feel comfort or agitation. If we pay attention, we can harness this energy into something life-giving and unstoppable. Renowned author and speaker Rachel Held Evans wrote a book entitled Searching for Sunday: Loving, Leaving, and Finding the Church. In it, she describes her journey as a millennial who left organized religion discouraged, disillusioned, feeling dry, looking for some sort of authenticity or lived experience of religion. Held Evans has reached the hearts of many with this book, many that struggle to find that breath of life that animates their purpose and meaning. She found her way back to the church not because of its attempts to be hip with coffee houses and fog machines, but from the sacraments and the drawing in of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit's nudge urged her to really look for this lived experience of faith, shared, spoken, eaten in the presence of others. Rachel writes, "The Spirit is like breath, like wind, like fire. With breath, the Creator kindled the stars, parted a sea, woke a valley of dry bones, inspired a sacred text. The Spirit inhales and exhales in a million ordinary ways, animating, reviving, and nourishing us. The Spirit is like fire," she says, "deceptively polite in its dance atop the wax and wick of a church candle, but wild and mercurial as a storm when unleashed. The Spirit is like wind," she writes, "the wildest of all things. It travels to every corner of a cornerless world. It can whisper or whistle or bend or break or inflate. It can be harnessed but never fully contained." This is what's most annoying and beautiful about the Spirit and why we miss her often when she appears to us. She has a habit of showing up in all the wrong places, in all the wrong people, defying our categories, refusing to take direction. Sometimes we have to get knocked off our center to pay attention. When my daughter was 16 and a new driver, she recalls a day when she was alone in the car and approaching a green light with some speed, I might add, and suddenly heard a loud voice say, "Stop!" And she was so frightened by hearing the voice that she slammed on the brakes, and not 10 seconds later, an 18-wheeler truck ran a red light. She believes the Holy Spirit saved her that day. I believe that we are all being saved in extraordinary and ordinary ways every day. We have only to take notice to receive the gift. I invite all of you on this Pentecost day to look and to listen for the leanings of the Holy Spirit in your life. Even when our faith is running dry, when we are feeling disillusioned and empty, the Spirit surprises us with new possibilities. Consider the many gifts that have been bestowed upon you by the Spirit, and the ways that you are being encouraged to live those gifts out for the kingdom. For we all, as Paul says, are the body of Christ, given a variety of gifts for the common good. We are unified by one Spirit and authorized and equipped to care for this world that God loves so dearly. What is the Spirit saying to you? Breathe on us, breath of God. Fill us with life anew, that we may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Amen.